Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on gratitude. We're going to do the sound of gratitude and all the things we can be grateful for, and even the things we aren't normally grateful for, the challenges and our conflicts. So our intention is that everybody might be living in gratitude all the time. That's all. Before we start, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. I'll go ahead and share my screen. So we've got our conference. It has free playback until tomorrow, through tomorrow, so you can still watch the whole conference. And it's $97 to download afterwards. You can go and find that at globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have Sunday, December 5th, an open house from 1 to 5 here in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. We'll go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with many heart-opening sound meditations. So RSVP, and you can find that online at soundhealingcenter.com. And it's a great experience. We also have our next certificate program at the Institute starting January 18th. It's half online, half at the Institute, but the Institute part starts January 18th. Of course, the certificate is about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, how to use sound for healing, for higher consciousness, how it works in the universe, and many techniques and skills to be able to open up your own practice. Right? We also have the online version starting January 11th, and it's like Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 to 1 Pacific time. And if you can't make the times, you can always watch the video. And it's really a profound program. We have a dozen instructors, and it's really effective. We also have the Recording Arts and Technology Certificate about how to run Pro Tools or any digital audio workstation, recording, mixing, producing, and even some music theory classes are incorporated. And that starts January 18th online also. Works really well because you can see and hear what's going on our screen in stereo. And then we have the voice analysis software that is available. We already passed the deadline for the next training for December 4th, but I could do a makeup training if you want to get started. You can find that at voiceanalysisharmony.com. We also do treatments or assessments where we find exactly what frequencies are missing in your system tied to different issues physically and emotionally, and then give you a CD of what's missing to fill it back in and balance out your system. We also have the root soul assessment that we do where we play each of the 12 notes to see what note is the most peaceful for you. And then we give you a CD in that key. And we can also give you a CD in delta, theta, alpha, and beta tuned to you. It's really effective for PTSD, for dementia, for ADD, for sleep, and also creativity and learning. So you can find that in our Sound Healing Therapy Center. It's brainwave CDs tuned to you. We also have our classes on the website. You go to Sound Healing Center, just click on Globe Institute, and you'll get to the sound healing and recording classes. And then in our store, we've got over 300 products, and we got a sale going on right now till December 5th. So everything's 10 to 15% off. All the bowls are 15% off. We've got a ton of alchemy bowls these days, and you can listen to the actual recordings of those bowls online. So it's really a good idea. We also have all my books, recording books and sound healing books, and actually sound healing videos as well. And then all my music, sound healing We've got almost 100 CDs of music and also the cymatic CDs, which are not to be listened to. You actually play them on the body with headphones. And we also have a whole range of sound healing guided meditations, including CDs for pre-op, before you go in for surgery, CDs for during surgery, and CDs for post-op while you're in the hospital, right? So those are really effective. I don't talk much about those very often, right? And then just all types of geometries, and we even got sound chambers we sell. Normally have about 10 million, but it's an entire chamber that will take you into another dimension. I've been getting downloads from these higher beings that have been showing me precisely how to design it. And so in case you might be interested, sound chambers are also in the store here. And then we also have our research foundation, where we've got a full range, let me get back to the top here, of companies, actually. We've got the Medical Sound Association, and we've got, let me show it to you, Medical Sound Association. What's cool about this is we've got treatment plans for every issue, or not every issue you can imagine, but a full range of issues: grief, anxiety, depression, PTSD, dementia, addiction, autism, pain, cancer, really detailed treatment plans that have been developed over 10 years with over 400 people working on it, including doctors and sound therapists. We also have our intake form where you can not only see, where you can put in different treatments that you've done before and after, the symptoms before and after, but what's cool is you can look at the actual, how effective it's been. So with 229 samples, 229 treatments, we have 70% effectiveness overall. But you can choose any health concern. You can look at anxiety and filter just that. You can see for anxiety, the treatments have been 69% effective. That's like outrageous. That's way better than drugs, right? Or you can choose also, instead of the health concern, you can choose, okay, what about voice? Let's see what voice. Okay, here's voice. Okay, for voice, we filter that. And we get 68% effectiveness using the voice, right? So this is for, and not even, that's for any issue, but you could do the voice for anxiety. Let's see what this shows. Voice for anxiety is 68.29% effective. That's like 70% all gone, right? Or 70% of the time, all gone. That's amazing, right? So anyway, this is some good data. If you're doing any treatment, you can enter your data as well. I'd like to get 10,000 samples eventually, and that would be really good for the credibility in the field. Even though it's not completely scientific, it's very cool. Right? And then we have the Sound Education Association, where we have over 500 exercises you can download for kids at every age group. So we've got all these different tracks. We've got physics of vibration, instrument sounds, music, sacred geometry, emotional expression, and we've got treatments for 3 to 18 months, not treatments, exercises, 18 months to 3 years, 3 to 6 years, 6 to 12 years, and 12 to 18 that you can download. A lot of free ones you can check out as well. Okay. So there's a lot of information on our research, Sound Healing Research Foundation site as well, although we're redoing the site and it should be up by next week, probably by Monday even, Monday or Tuesday. We've been looking on it a lot this weekend. So there you can find a list of practitioners, and all different clinical research and research papers from our students as well. That's in the Sound Healing Research Foundation, which is, yeah, although it'll be quite different in a few days. Okay. Oh, one other thing, soundloungecenter.com. If you want any device to overcome pain, we need to state of peace. We have sound lounges, sound tables. We have bass pods, bass belts. We've got pillows, sound pillows, and sound dolphins, which vibrate. Right? And again, it's all on sale right now until this Sunday, a week from Sunday, that is. Okay. We call it, instead of Black Friday sale, it's a Light Friday sale. Okay, cool. Okay, let's talk about gratitude. Gratitude is a stable, consistent vibration. Right? It is, if you do the sound of it, you don't go, right? Or, ah, no, you go, its energy is a stable, consistent vibration. And again, the definition of peace is a stable, consistent vibration. So whenever you tune into gratitude, it creates peace inside the body, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But when you do the sound of gratitude, you get a double whammy, right? You not only get the energy of gratitude, you get the energy of toning the gratitude, right? So you get two stable vibrations in your system. It's very cool. So we're going to be toning gratitude in just a bit. Okay. I'm going to play a video in a bit of all the different things you can be grateful for. Got a whole list, and it's really cool, and we'll tone along with it during the whole thing. But here's the tricky part, and that is being grateful for challenges and conflicts, right? I mean, that's really the tricky part. But when you can be grateful for everything, it's all to help you grow. Then there are no challenges and conflicts. It's all incredible. It's all perfect. It's all meant to be, right? It's incredible. But I can tell you, it's not easy to be grateful for some challenges sometimes. In fact, I find it really hard to be grateful for, I'm going to switch this visual, for a major challenge while it's happening, right? When a challenge is happening, I find it very difficult to be grateful for it. I think you could, if you're in a high enough state of consciousness, you could be grateful for that challenge in the moment. Although when it's happening, it's sometimes difficult. Right? Now there's this document that I have that I want to share on how to be grateful for many things. And it's actually comes from MIT University, where they did a study on people who had gone through a major trauma. And they asked them, what did you learn from it? And these are the things they came up with. Large number of people. Increased appreciation of life. Warmer relations with others. A recognition of new possibilities for one's life. A greater sense of personal strength and spiritual development. This is a big one. Increased compassion for others, especially increased compassion for somebody that is now going through the same thing you went through, right? Oh my God, right? After you go through something and you come across somebody else going through it, it's like, oh, I understand. I understand. But not only that, some people actually will take that learning and then make their career out of helping people that are going through it, right? There's many stories of people that have had major trauma, and then their job ultimately ends up being helping others with that trauma, right? And this happens with people that are in addiction, you know, that are the best helpers are the ones that have already gone through it, right? So it could be the beginning of a career, a really great career, where you're helping people incredibly. There's increased capacity for forgiveness and humility, increased desire to understand things, a deeper understanding of the ambiguous nature of things, becoming more aware of the limitations of our knowledge. In most cases, when survivors lose home and possessions, they acquire a profound life-changing realization of what truly matters. Most express a deep, prolific gratitude for their survival and make a concerted effort to make better use of their remaining lives. Survivors help one another express previously unexpressed love for friends, family, and strangers. Loss brings new appreciation, new understanding. I mean, the biggest example I remember was when the 89 earthquake happened. I mean, I got to know all my neighbors, right? And everybody was helping everybody, right? It was just incredible. It's totally true. When you have a trauma, the most important thing of all is it tells you, helps you understand what is really important in life. And the number one thing that people often point out is relationships. I mean, how much money we're making, how much I got, how much, you know, all types of stuff are never as important as relationship. I even had this one psychic years ago. She said, you know, the only thing that really matters in past lives is how you treated each other, how you treat people. That's where the karma is. It's not how much you help the planet. I'm sure there's something good to that. But what really matters is your relationships, right? That's the whole deal, right? And that, and then all of a sudden, because of relationships, it's like you want to go tell everybody you love everybody. And then if you really zoom out, then you love everybody. You see that we're all connected. You really see the pain in others, and you know that pain in yourself, and you see that you're both the same, right? This is the beauty of trauma, right? So you can totally be grateful for anything that happens in your life. Sometimes it might take a day or so before I actually get it, where I can actually go, whoa, thank you for that one. I've had some situations which I had my school, a guy stole over $1 million 20 years ago and caused the school to go bankrupt, right? And then I ended up doing a whole play called Compassion, which is now going to be in 35 venues around the world once the virus clears up, right? And so now I can totally say thank you to that guy that ripped me off, right? I couldn't do it at the time. It took me 3 years of anger management before I was able to think, oh, how could I have compassion for this guy, right? And then I put together the play, and everything came together. So you learn after a while, you know, that everything has a reason. One thing that really helped me when that trauma happened was someone said, you know, Dave, when you're born, you have a whole team that plans out how much you can handle. And the more problems and challenges and conflicts you have, the more you grow in that lifetime. If you have a really sweet lifetime where they got tons of money, no challenges, no stress at all, you don't grow hardly at all. Might be fun, but you don't grow, right? So the more challenges you have, the more you grow. It's all planned out in the beginning. That's very interesting when you think of it that way. It's all meant for my growth, right? And then you can be grateful for everything. In the classes, when I talk about this, I always ask my students, anybody having trouble being grateful for a problem? And I remember this one student, she raised her hand. I said, what? And she goes, my mom got shot in the leg last week and now can't work and will be homeless in a few weeks. I'm like, whoa, how can we be grateful for that? Right? I took a little pause and I said, are you closer to your mom? She said, oh, yeah. And she said, I've already figured out compassion for the person that did it. I'm like, whoa. When you learn to be able to go straight to compassion over any challenge or conflict, that's the huge lesson. The Dalai Lama says that's the deal, right? In fact, the Dalai Lama says when someone hurts you, they are hurting themselves. And they're giving you an opportunity to practice compassion. You don't learn compassion by studying it. You learn it by practicing it. So by hurting you, they are sacrificing themselves, hurting themselves for you to learn compassion. They're sacrificing themselves for you. Thank you. Incredible, right? So it's not easy sometimes. Boy, it is really not easy to have gratitude for, and it's like, how can you have gratitude for the virus? Wow, that's interesting. Well, it's definitely bringing people closer. It's also dividing people. Okay, so the virus and everything around it, where people are like screaming at each other. My brother is screaming at me for not having a vaccine because of, even though I've already had the virus, right? It's like people scream at, how can you be grateful for that? Well, there's actually some cool videos. One is it is making us go inside. And when you really focus on all the suffering, the compassion is immense. In fact, Alice Bailey said that World War II was the biggest heart opening we've ever had on this planet. So, I mean, what, 30 million people died. Millions of people hurt. And every one of those people had families or friends, families and friends who felt their heart open for the suffering of that person. Or pain or death, right? It opens your heart. So there's a whole heart opening for all of these people that are dying, all of these people screaming at each other, right? It's a tricky one though, right? I mean, it's like when we were totally shut down, it was like it really helped nature. I remember out here where I live in the national park, I had the whole park to myself for 2 months when the whole park was shut down. And oh my God, the animals were so different. They were flying right up next to me. It was like amazing, right? So nature got a big break, right? And it's really teaching us everything on this screen, right? every single thing on the screen. Warmer relations with others, right? At least close people, right? Right? So you can always come up with something of how it's positive. They say if it doesn't kill you, which it sometimes does, it makes you stronger. And even if it doesn't, if you don't get stronger, the next time something like that happens, it's like, it's not as big a deal. You've been through it, right? And you also know how to do it. Here's a good example with this new version of the virus, right, from Africa, right? It's like, you know, you could easily go, oh God, you know, it's going to get way worse now. But it's like, it's not as big a deal now because we've been through it before with the Delta, right? So there's always an advantage of some experience that the next time you're more prepared, right? Even if you don't meet the challenge, you're still more prepared because you know what you're up against, right? There's not a shock of it, right? So, okay. So in the highest level, you can be grateful for all learning experiences. It's all perfect. It's interesting also, Alice Bailey, a lot of people actually say that this virus is nothing compared to the whole plan of us going more and more into the light. In fact, it's even part of the plan for us to go into higher consciousness, right? The veil has opened way more in the last 2 years than ever. People are way more connected to source, at least the people around here that I know, right? There's like way more energy coming in. So it's really not as big a deal. Okay. Okay. So that's the actual gratitude for conflicts and challenges. Now, if you can't come up with gratitude for a conflict and a challenge, you can always revert to gratitude for what you have. And the number of things you can be grateful for is immense and just unbelievable when you really get into it. Again, I've put together a video of just about all the things you can be grateful for, but I left one out that's a major one, and that is, I've never been hungry a single day of my life, unless I couldn't get back from a hike in time or fasting. Goodness gracious, never ever been hungry a single day of my entire life. And there are millions of people starving as we speak, not to mention Afghanistan. Like 10 million people are like starving right now, right? Throughout the world, there's millions of people completely with no food right now. Can be totally grateful for that. Okay. So let me play this video of gratitude. And you'll see in the video that it's actually a group of about 50 people toning the sound of gratitude. So tone along. Any vowel, you can't do it wrong. It's impossible to do it wrong. Just do any vowel. Ooh, oh, ah, and tone along, right? And enjoy all of these aspects of what we can be grateful for. Okay, here comes. It's interesting. To deal with a problem, one thing that I do that I found is really helpful is to, let me explain it this way. Whenever you tune in to more than one thing at a time, you go into a state of theta. And your whole brain starts working. When you're worried about something or focused on one problem with the prefrontal cortex, right, then it's actually the whole brain is not working. But when you tune into multiple things at once, not multitasking, but simultaneously, like all the sparkles on the water, or all of the branches of a tree, or a whole view, or all the sounds in a song, or all the harmonics in a crystal bowl, or a bunch of sound healing instruments, or all the frequencies in a gong, right? Oh my God, there's so many, right? You tune into multiple things at once, you go into theta. And theta is a very peaceful state. And it's where you go when you're one with the universe, right? So this is really helpful. If you've checked out or watched any of my podcasts here over time, you've seen me talk about this and give you many examples. I mean, we tune into, I haven't done it. Tune into, actually, let's do it now. We've done it where we've tuned into seven chakras simultaneously. I've done a meditation where we tuned into all frequencies in the universe to go into a state of oneness, all, and I walk you through all the rhythms and all the frequencies so you can feel them all at the same time. We also tune into, I have a meditation where we tune into transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe all at the same time, right? But let's do one right now that will take us into multiple things at once and take us out of that worry of the prefrontal cortex, right? And let's do this. Tune in to all the things you can be grateful for. You could just tune into your own heart and bring up feelings of gratitude for your own heart beating 24/7. Keeping you alive. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let this feeling of gratitude and appreciation for your heart surround you like a bubble and go down to every cell in your body. Feel it completely. Let it go through all of your auras. You're in this whole bubble of the energy of gratitude for your physical heart beating 24/7. Thank you. Thank you. But whenever you create a field of gratitude around yourself with a bunch of people, it creates a greater field. It's actually measurable in physics. So everybody that's listening right now, we've created this huge field probably around the whole planet. We've got people from all over the world listening, right? So there's this greater field, that collective field of gratitude we've created. But there's also the field of gratitude on the whole planet. There's a 400,000 babies born every day. So there's a lot of people in gratitude and a lot of people that live in gratitude. So now tune into all three levels: the field of gratitude on the planet, the field that we've created here with everybody listening, and your own bubble, right, around you. Tune into all three simultaneously. And then make the sound of that. Just by tuning into multiple things at once, you go in the zone. So here's another technique that I find really useful and really helpful whenever I have a problem. Some people, when they have a problem, they think, oh, well, let's just tune into what's positive, which could be gratitude, right? It's like, okay, if I got this problem or conflict or challenge, I'm just going to tune into gratitude, right? But the problem is, once you stop tuning into gratitude, which often happens, there it is again. It doesn't go away, right? That problem is still there. You might have to take action. You might have to actually do something. Maybe there's nothing to do. And tuning into gratitude can be great, right? There's no reason focusing on it if there's nothing to do. But if there's something to do, you need to do it, right? But often, it's still there, right? And it's like, it's kind of like it's ready to get you in the butt, right? Because you haven't really faced it. Well, here's a completely unique way to deal with challenges and conflicts. Whenever you have a challenge or a conflict, think of all your problems. Ooh, this is interesting. Think of all your problems, right? Zoom out. So you're not going to be tuning into just one. You're going, oh, I've got this problem. I've got this problem, and this problem, and this problem. However many you have, just count them and add them up. Right? Say, whoa, I got a bunch of problems. Or, look, I don't have that many problems. Whatever. However many you have, you got. That's what you got. And then tune into all the things you can be grateful for also at the exact same time. So it's like you've got all your problems here, right? And you've got all your gratitude here. So you've got the whole world, right? All the good and all the bad. Right in front of you. Tune into all of it at once. And now you go into theta and you're completely at peace because you're not in it. You're not in the problem. You've zoomed out and you see all of it at once. And it's just, you're still watching it all at once because now your whole brain's working as well. But then, this is what's really interesting. Take it to the planetary level. Think of all the things that are just a big problem these days. Whether it's the virus, people trying to kill each other over the virus, or scream at each other, right? The wars, the racism, sexism, the hunger, the selfishness, all of the things on the planet that are just a mess, just horrible, in fact, sometimes. And then at the same time, think of all the things you can be grateful for on this planet. God, nature is unbelievable, right? Everything we just went through, love, compassion, bliss, spirit, stillness, all in front of you at once. Tune into all the energies at once. It just is. It just is. Not even a sound. It just is. Actually, the sound would be all frequencies in the universe at once. So now it's all perfect. It's like, you know, it's like if we had music that was only happy, it wouldn't be as cool. It wouldn't be nearly as deep. I mean, the sad music that goes into the minor keys, music that can get very sad, that music opens our emotional body and allows us to feel more. And in fact, these days, it didn't used to be this way, but like 80 to 90% of hit songs on radios or CDs are in the minor key, which is associated with sadness, because it allows you to get out of your head and feel, right? So if we had music that was just happy all the time, it wouldn't be a full array. So it's like we've got this entire spectrum of feelings of all the problems and all the gratitude on this planet, which in comparison makes all the things that are wonderful even more wonderful. But when you zoom out, it's just one perfect harmony with all of it there. You zoom out far enough, there are no problems. There are no challenges. There are no conflicts. Let me play for you a song to end here. This is Unconditional Love. I gotta find and share my screen again. Here we go. Okay. Unconditional love for all challenges and conflicts. Thank you. May we all live in gratitude more and more and more. Hold that thought and energy for the rest of the evening and weekend and week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thank you.